Hey, this is the Smooth Cat and the Ninth Life, and you're tuned into 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. Please don't forget the underscore.
Yes, indeed, the fuzz indeed happening right now. I am making a formal announcement. The fuzz commences. That is the extent of the formal announcement. The fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge, if you would like me to be a little bit more specific about it. That was the Blues Magoos, songs called She's Coming Home. It was the closing track of their 1966 debut album, Psychedelic Lollipop. It came out in November 1966. Earlier that year, 13th Floor Elevators put out their album, their first album. Something about the psychedelic sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators, or that was written on the sleeve or something. And these are, you know, some of the first albums to use this term psychedelic to describe their music. This is an album that I love a lot, the Blues Magoos, Psychedelic Lollipop. And when I first started the show last year, I was playing a lot of songs off that album. And I picked up a copy of this album at one of the Dead Media Market events. I bought it off of the owner of the Radio Bar. And I actually got a bunch of albums off of him, and they all have the name Carol written on them. And so, whoever that is, we have pretty similar taste. I got some pretty good war records also. It really is, you know, it is a glorious day outside. It truly is magical. Very, very nice indeed. Although there is a sort of subtle tension as winter begins to fade, at least for me. I think I'm going to miss layering. That is one of my simple joys. But I shall not cling to that which is ephemeral unless I want to get robbed later on down the line. But we're not here to talk about that. This is not a weather show. I mean, maybe for brief moments when I say, hey, how about the weather? This is about the fuzz, okay? So, looking forward, we got Kenny and the Casuals, their song Journey to Time, Time with a Y. This was a 1966 single that was on Mark Records, but also got a release on United Artists. This was the biggest hit of this band, Kenny and the Casuals. They were from Dallas, Texas, and they are well-loved in the garage rock world, especially in the YouTube comments, if you look around there. After that, we got Mystify by Bent Wind off their 1969 album Sussex. They were from Canada. Then we're going to hear from The Music Machine. The song's called Dark White. They also did a song called Talk Talk, which we've heard before, definitely, most certainly. And this song, Dark White, was on the Ignition compilation, which came out in 2000, although the song initially was recorded in 1969. They were from Los Angeles. And then we're going to hear Saturday's Sun by Sons of Adam. This was the 1966 B-side to their single You're a Better Man Than I, which is a song we have heard before. This was one of three single releases by this band. They were originally from Baltimore, but they moved to Los Angeles to try and make it big, although they never cut an album. But there was a retrospective compilation released in 2022 on High Moon Records, although their trio of singles was initially on Decca. Yes, indeed. I thank you all for listening. You know what I mean? Thanks for being here. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning. It's, as I said, magical, beautiful, glorious outside. In that order, I would venture so far as to say. It's not that much of a venture, actually. And I hope the fuzz just makes it a little bit better, okay? So, I'm going to get off the microphone, and I'm going to get this train moving. Chugga-chugga, right? Call in with your favorite train sounds. Tell me what your favorite train noise is. 225-578-5578. Or if you want to chit-chat. Or if you want to let me know what you want to hear next week. Although next week there is a theme. Next week is Valentine's Day. And last year on Valentine's Day, I did perhaps what is my favorite theme that I've ever done on the show. The Valentine's Day special being half love songs and half songs for those scorned. Because, you know, that's like the second, that's like two standard deviations. 98% of all songs lie within those categories, or 95 or whatever it is. Yeah, here's Kenny and the Casuals, Journey to Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
heart, girl, woman, and a heart goes talk, tick. She feels indecision. She's seeking wrong from right. Fears of inhibition.
Street.
That was a song called Of Dreams. It was by Morgan's Dream Spectrum, which was a band that also just went by Morgan when they were feeling concise, when they were reveling in brevity, maybe. That single came out in 1969 on Probe. The B-side was a song called She's the Nighttime, also a pretty good song. That band was from Long Island and fronted by vocalist-guitarist Steve Morgan. Later on that year, in 1969, the band would release an album which is highly sought after today, and that was their only LP release. Yes, indeed. And you may have noticed, we're kind of hitting that mellow psych vibe today. We got a little bit of everything, you know. We're, you know, like charcuterie, but that's kind of where we're at right now. You know, just in case you were wondering, hey, where exactly are we right now? They call me the cartographer, so feel free, don't be afraid to ask. Coming up, we got a band called Graf Zeppelin. These were Chicago high school students, Oak Park and River Forest High Schools. In 1968, they released a single called You're in My Mind, and that's what we're about to hear. And to be honest, we may or may not have heard this song before. I can't quite remember. But we have heard from Graf Zeppelin. We have heard from this band. And yes, I don't know if they were like, hey, Led Zeppelin named themselves after a balloon. We can do it too. Except theirs is less metaphorical. I think Graf Zeppelin was just like an actual airship. Following that, we're going to hear from the Hollies. They got a song called Bus Stop. And I was actually having a conversation at work recently about songs about waiting for the bus. I mean, there's Waiting for the Bus by Violent Femmes, and then there's Del the Funky Homo Sapien, The Wacky World of Rapid Transit. And this is the third song I've heard that's just about waiting for the bus. And they're all good. So if you want to write a good song, you know, that might be a subject matter. Maybe there's something to it. That single was from 1966. It was the first top 10 hit for this band, The Hollies, from the UK. It was written by Graham Goldman, who also wrote for The Yardbirds and other such bands. Following The Hollies, we're going to hear The Sorrows with their song You've Got What I Want. That was a 1965 single on Piccadilly. This band formed in 1963, also from the UK, and they released quite a few singles with both Piccadilly and Pi Records. And then we're going to hear both sides to a single by a band called Influenza. This single, Astral Plane, and the B-side is a song called Trick, came out in 1970, and it was the only release from this band. They were a Dutch band living in Paris. But right now, here's Graf Zeppelin.
what you said. If you leave me, I'll die. But I can tell you why. I feel so trapped inside.
She stays, love grows under my umbrella. Did you hear anything?
Fly and let your mind fly as high as it may reach to a place called the astral plane. All the same. Thank you.
Indeed, as I mentioned earlier, Influenza, that band was a band from Amsterdam living in Paris at the time of this release on Opaline Records. The single was called Astral Plane and the B-side Trick. We just heard both of those songs. Pretty good. You know, the only time Influenza sounds appealing. Coming up, we got maybe an equally dark band name, perhaps darker. Famine, although it's spelled with an E, F-A-M-E-N, Famine, from Atlanta. This was a frat band. They had a single called Hurry in 1967 on Expose Records. And the B-side was a cover of Bo Diddley's Crack It Up. The band leader was a guy named Wayne White. Following Famine, we got the Magic Mushrooms with their song Pain. This is an unreleased acetate recording from the mid to late 60s. I was not able to pin it down, unfortunately. But we've heard some songs by the Magic Mushrooms before. This was a band from Penn State University. They were college students in Philadelphia. After that, we got a caller request. Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed, off the album Transformer, 1972. Of course, Lou Reed started with the Velvet Underground and then had his solo career. Very, very influential in the world of rock and roll. And this song is interesting, you know, to think about either as a retrospective of the era which had just passed, or maybe looking forward into the future, or both. Following that, we got Manassas with their song Jet Set, also came out in 1972 off their self-titled album Manassas. This was a supergroup formed by Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Also did some work with Buffalo Springfield. This band was from Miami. Yeah, that song Jet Set. And then we're going to hear Hurry Sundown by Bubble Puppy. This was the B-side to their 1969 single, What Do You See? It was on International Artists. And Bubble Puppy formed in San Antonio with the premise of a band that had dual lead guitars, a garage band, or psych band, psychedelic rock band with dual lead guitars, which was sort of unusual at the time, although I think it was a trend in Southern rock. And the band Bubble Puppy was named after a fictional kids game in Brave New World. Yes. Two of these band members were former members of the Bad Seeds, which is a band we've heard before, and I made a comment about, unrelated to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Bubble Puppy also would tour with bands like The Who, Steppenwolf, Jefferson Airplane. They toured with Janis Joplin and other such people. I hope you're enjoying. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Here's Famine.
I feel pain, so much pain. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the girls go doot 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 doot. Do 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 do. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the girls say, doo 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 doo. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Just hopping in to let you know, we're listening to Bubble Puppy on the Fuzz 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. And if you're waiting to feel that fuzz buzz, just keep listening. That was Yellow Listen by Scorpio Tube. It was the B-side to their 1970 single, White Birches, Like the Tree. Okay? Like the Tree. This was their only release. This band was from Hollywood, California. We're about halfway through the show here. Just so you got no surprises when it ends in an hour. But of course, I'll be back next Saturday. And next Saturday will be Valentine's Day. And it will be the Valentine's Day special on The Fuzz, and we'll have a little something for everybody. For those lovers and for those scorned. Yes, indeed. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of songs are either I'm in love or my girlfriend broke up with me and she's evil now. And we'll hear a good portion of those songs next week. Just about relationships in general, you know? Yeah. Both sides of the coin. Coming up, we're going to hear some more music. And I hope that doesn't surprise you. Because if you think about it, it kind of makes sense, actually. We're going to hear a song called Porcelain Monuments by The Onyx. This is another acetate demo. 1967, it was recorded. The band is from Cornwall in England. And they were active from 1965 to 1971. Following that, we got the Tiffany Shade from Cleveland, Ohio. They were active from 66 to 68. We're going to hear their 1968 single, An Older Man. It was on Mainstream Records. This was their second single after the release of their self-titled LP in 1967. Then we're going to hear Shocking Blue, one of my, well-loved bands that I discovered in the last year doing this show. The song we're going to hear today is called Demon Lover. It's a little bit of a longer one. Yes, this came out in 1970 on their album Scorpio's Dance. So if you're a Scorpio, I mean, today's your day, you know? You got name dropped twice. How does that make you feel? And then after that, we're going to hear from a band called The Spirit. Not Spirit, The Spirit, from New York. And they had a 1967 single on Roulette called No Time to Rhyme, even though they already did. Yes. I hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. If you have any love songs you want to hear next week, let me know. If you have any hate songs you want to hear next week, let me know. If you want to chit-chat, let me know. Otherwise, we're just moving and grooving here on The Fuzz. Yes, and we got this kind of laid-back episode today, which I didn't totally realize. I kind of knew that I was doing that, but I didn't realize just how laid-back we were until the music started playing. But here's The Onyx with Porcelain Monuments.
Out of date Christmas cards, collecting dust instead of snow, colored water flies, they're standing all alone. Two plastic figures are kissing on a rack. Porcelain monuments are never coming back. Porcelain monuments are never coming back. Porcelain monuments are never coming back. Upright glass snake with its mouth open wide. Who's got the nerve to take a look, to take a look inside? Little solar casket. When a tiny crack, porcelain monuments are never coming back. Porcelain monuments are never coming back. Porcelain monuments are never coming back. All these meaningless words put inside a meaningless song. Leave them standing on the shelf. Time is coming on strong.
Solar time is coming on strong.
Blue and white farm people standing round the tent. Oil fell gas lights with brass coated rims. A lighter with a boot on and a soul wearing fin. Porcelain monuments are never coming in. Monuments are never coming in. Porcelain.
cause there's no one left to make it melt. The years go by and the time grows short to find a love to save my heart. There must be another way to live a life besides day to day. Left its mark. You may go, but I must stay and search for love till my dying day. The past haunts me with its emptiness. So many years without one caress. All my friends said they needed me, but they've left me now. It's plain to see.
I'm bewitched and I know it.
Yes, we might be popping off right now. That was The Dovers with their song The Third Eye. It was a 1966 single on Miramar. They were from Santa Barbara, California. Thanks to those who have called in. It always seems to come in clusters. Yes, indeed. Just had a few good conversations. Thank y'all. And thank you for listening, those silent listeners. Much appreciated as well. Coming up, we got some more music. Would you believe? This next song is by The Bugs. It's up to you, up to your imagination, what kind of bugs. Maybe the big worms from Tremors. The following band is The Tremors. The Bugs had a... This is a unreleased acetate recording, the third of three today. It's called Gonna Find Me a Girl. They were from Massachusetts, although they were better known for their song Slide. After The Bugs, we got The Tremors, their song Wondering Why. This also came out in, well, it was recorded and released in 1967 on Catalina, the label Catalina, and they were from Ohio, Urbana, Ohio. I don't know exactly where that is, but it's in Ohio. And they were active from 1965 to 1967, and this song, Wondering Why, was the only release by this band of teenagers. Lots of teen garage rock going on in the 60s. Then we got The Backgrounds, also 1967. We're on a big... Oh, actually, this whole block is 1967. The Backgrounds, Day Breaks at Dawn. This was on Senko, a single on Senko Records. This was released in February of 1967. I chose to specify the month for this song only. Not sure why. The band was from California. And I can only find sort of vague information on them, although I didn't spend a whole lot of time trying, because they are one drop in the bucket, unfortunately. Then we're going to hear the Chocolate Watch Band. Yeah, this is actually a good song. It's called Sweet Young Thing by Chocolate Watch Band, also 1967 on Uptown. Legendary Los Angeles acid rock, proto-punk, psychedelic band. The B-side was a cover of Bob Dylan's Baby Blue. And then we'll hear The Mind Benders. This was a band from Manchester. And this song we're going to hear is My New Day and Age. It was the B-side to their 1967 cover of The Letter on Fontana. And they were originally the backing group for Wayne Fontana. Yes. And then we'll hear Procol Harum, but I'll talk about them on the other side of the block here. We got about 30 minutes left, so just keep it easy, you know? Don't touch the dial, okay? We got The Bugs, Gonna Find Me a Girl, unreleased acetate from Massachusetts. Here it is.
sleeper. You're better than a lie. I do what it's not. I tell you what I like. When I woke up in the morning, baby, I love the ground.
Yeah. kiss at first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
Coming up on the end of the hour, and so soon I bid you farewell, but we do have about 10 minutes left, just over 10 minutes left. What you heard was Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale, first released in 1967 on Darum, however you say that label. And weird thing, while looking into this song, it was released in Iran as part of a triple split, and I don't know, I made that term up because I haven't really seen this before, but it was a single with two bands on the A side and then a third band on the B side. And so the A side was this song, A Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum and Mary Mary by the Monkees, and the B side was two Nina Simone songs, and it was on a label called Orphe, and they had a series of these, like, split singles with, like, more than two bands on them, and they would have other bands like Small Faces and Mindbenders, which we just heard right before Procol Harum. Of course, this is a well-loved band in the psychedelic rock world, and I recently picked up their self-titled LP at the most recent Dead Media Market, where I happened to purchase a lot of records. Coming up, we're going to hear the Bedlam Four, originally known as the Echo Men. They were from Hastings, Minnesota. The song we're going to hear is called Hydrogen Atom, also known as Mushrooms Are In. Perhaps a double meaning there. This was on Armada Records in 1967. We're going to hear The Remains. Once Before is the name of the song. It was the B-side to their 1966 cover of Diddy Wah Diddy on Epic. This band formed in 1964 at Boston University, originally known as Barry and the Remains. We've definitely heard Don't Look Back, which is an excellent song. We've probably heard some other songs by them before, and of course I have to advocate for their self-titled LP from 1966. It's just excellent. It's good. After The Remains, we're going to hear The Baroques, a song called Mary Jane. This was the B-side to their 1967 single Iowa, A Girl's Name. This was also featured on their self-titled album on Chess Records. The band is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I actually might find myself in Wisconsin this summer, depending on if I land an internship. So there may or may not be summer fuzz. We'll talk about that later in the year. And then to round out the show, we're going to hear the Blues Magoos once again. The song's called I Can Move a Mountain from their third album, Basic Blues Magoos, from 1968 on Mercury. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be here next week. Feel free to call in during these last 10 minutes. Otherwise, I'll catch you next time. Here's Bedlam 4. Yes, coming day.
to me, my little chickadee. Destruction. Good times gone.
one.